countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
We're at a turning point in the year. Across the country, bags are being packed as a whole new generation of agricultural science students heads off to college. And sixth-year students who are just going back to school to do the Leaving Cert might be wondering if agricultural science should be on their CAO form. An agricultural education may serve you well if you want to work on the family farm, but as my next guest found out, it can also equip you for opportunity in all sorts of unexpected places. I'm joined in studio by Amy McKeever, who's president of the Agricultural Science Association, and she'll tell me more about her career in a moment. She's from Kilkenny, wearing a Tipperary jersey these days, but originally from Tipperary. Better get it straight. Captain Tom Tuher from the Irish Army is from County Offaly. And on the phone from Wexford, I'm joined by Ed Hendricks, the CEO of a company called Sunrew. And you're all very welcome to the programme. Well, Tom, maybe first of all to you, because I've been dazzled by the uniform you wore in today. What about you? You studied agricultural science. You're from a farming background. You ended up in the Lebanon.
Yeah, that's correct. It's a bit of a diversion, sorry, of careers. But I wouldn't have had an army background. I went to UCD, did the ag science, and then on a whim joined the army. And 9 months later, 21 months after finishing my training, 9 months later, then ended up in Lebanon. So it's a different, varied career, all right.
On a whim.
On a whim, yeah. I wouldn't have had a background in the military. I would have known certain individuals, but I wouldn't have had much exposure to it. So, yeah, I just seen the ads. I got sucked in by Life Less Ordinary, and 15, 16 years later, here I am.
So. Okay. And had you planned to be a farmer? Studying agricultural science, coming from a farming background?
I would have, yeah, and I still have that in the back of my mind to go back farming. I'll be perfectly honest. I can't wait for the day I retire and become my own boss again, in a way. But, yeah, I would have had that always in mind.
Right. And Amy, well, tell us a little bit more about agricultural science. So we've a parent, for instance, and you can text us 51551. excuse me. We have a parent in touch, and this might be a good way to ask you about this, Amy. John, I have a child in sixth year who wants to do agriculture. My question is, what's the difference between an agriculture degree and an agricultural science degree? Well, is it the study of farming, or there's more to it than that?
So, like, agricultural science is the study of science and the technology underlying the principles that of our food production system. And I suppose it's a very dynamic area. You know what I mean? Like, food production in Ireland is really, really important. But I think an agricultural science degree, so you do have a basis in science, which means that the degree is really broad and you can go into a number of different areas. But also, you know what I mean, for people who are interested in agriculture, in food, and in the science underlying that, it's an ideal degree. It's very broad. I think that's actually the best thing myself and Tom were just talking about, the range of careers that come out of agricultural science. It's certainly not just for you know what I mean, you have a lot of people who are going to return to their family farms and they will have the science to underpin the future production on those farms, but also people in the industry. So there's like 200,000 people employed in agriculture in this country, and we need people that are qualified to level 8 degree to work in those careers.
Why did you go into agricultural science? So?
I came from a farm. I picked the degree because I wanted to work in the industry. The farm at home probably wasn't something that I was going to go back to. And when I went into agricultural science, I did animal science, which is one of the programs. Like, if you go into UCD, there's 12 different programs in UCD now. There was 9 when I was there, but there's 12 now. And I thought I'd end up working with animals. That's where, you know what I mean, that's what I was aiming to do. But, you know what I mean, my career, I went on, I did a master's after I finished. I looked at growth in pigs. So I have a lot of friends who are teachers. Then I went into lobbying. I worked for the IFA for a long time. And there's a lot of agricultural science graduates working in that area. I worked in corporate affairs in Glanbia, and now I work in journalism. So I suppose my own career path has shown the diversity of things that you can do with an animal science degree.
As has those of your friends, because you brought us a picture as well to show me, a picture of, is it old college friends here together?
Well, it
looks like a protest or a...
Well, it was a protest, yeah.
A tractor run or something
like
that.
Back in 2003, there was a big tractor cage. Farmers came into... and I think it's always... when I look back on that photograph and you say supermarkets are killing family farms, and it's the same problem we have now.
It was about potatoes, was it? I'm looking here. The Family Farm Survival Campaign.
Family Farm Survival. But that group are a group... Okay. that we were in AgSoc together. So there's a really good society, you know, the societies and the colleges as well. Yeah. But that picture, the people that are in that, like I kind of look back on them when I was given a presentation last year, and one of them is supplying milking equipment to farmers. There's Aidan is a plant manager with a waste management and environmental services company. Cormac, I actually met last year. He's an assistant principal in Hort and Ag in Westport College for Further Education. Dermot's in the EU Commission. He works in the energy section there. Sheila is an office manager with Loughran Stores, a family-run grain and agri merchants up in Louth. And John is a commercial director with Kerry Foods. And my own best friend Sarah is actually a painter now.
Very good. a diverse paths you all took. I wonder, do those UCD drinking t-shirts still fit you all as well?
But I don't know where that is.
Interesting to note a lot of male and female participation. Obviously, would you have noticed that in college?
Well, it was fairly. It's relatively balanced. Some of the courses can be a bit, can be like, you know what I mean, more male, female. Okay. But UCD actually won an award last year, the Athena Swan, for gender diversity. And it's like, it's up to 51% male to female ratio now. Like, because the courses, there's so many different streams that you can go into, there is a good variation.
Ed Hendricks, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And thanks very much for joining us as well. You're the CEO of Sunroo. You have your green cert in your back pocket still, but maybe agricultural science took you down a different road as well. Will you tell me about your company?
Yeah, so Sunroo is a technology company. We're headquartered in Wexford, and we've built an automated video interview product. So we offer the chance for recruiters to replace the traditional interview, so the traditional meeting of someone or a phone call between a candidate and an interviewer, with an automated solution where the interviewer just typically just types in the questions that they want to ask candidates, gives them a certain amount of time to answer each question and a closing date to complete the interview by. The candidates then log into our system and we record them giving their answers to the questions using their webcam. And that recording then is saved and is ready for review by the interviewer.
Okay, I can't work out whether I'd be more or less nervous at a job interview online like that, but I'm sure it's a lot of people are doing it these days.
Yeah.
People are surprised by your farming background, I'm told, Ed.
They are, yeah. It's something I've always been asked about, very curious about it. So, yeah, I'm from a dairy farm in Wexford, and I guess what led me to agricultural science, the degree in UCD, was farming was all I knew up until I was 17, I guess. And I originally wanted to go home and take over the family farm, and I planned to go to Kildalton in Kilkenny and just learn the more hands-on ways of farming and managing the farm. But I was encouraged by my parents to get a degree as a fallback, and saw agricultural science in UCD and applied for it.
Right.
And got it.
Ed, you've been quoted as saying, and I'm going to put this to our other guests here, if you take a farmer's son and educate him, the first casualty is the desire to be a farmer. What would you say, Tom, to that?
In some ways, yeah, it would possibly be true. Like, you look at a lot of tech industries or even Timothy Technologies and Mead, who do a lot of defence capability work, like, they will tell you the best personnel they can get in are actually farmer's sons, because you're practical. You have a practical application as well as the actual educational knowledge. Whether it tears your desire eventually to return back, that's something personal, I suppose. Okay. I mean, for me, I like being outdoors. I like being the ability just to plan your own day and work your own day at times, which is a bit of a contradiction when you're in the army. Mm-hmm. But I think it's personal thing, it depends on people. But
what do you think, Amy, from the study of it? Do you look differently and more coldly and clinically, and you look at the figures maybe a little harder on the actual family farm?
I'll pull you up on the farmer's son first of all.
I apologise, daughters too perhaps.
Yeah, I think that, you know what I mean, farming has gone so technological now that whether you're, you know what I mean, farmers need to have a level of education now as well that may not have been necessary in the past. But I would think that there's a lot of people that I know that go working and then return to the farm,
right,
because it is a good way of life. It is, you know what I mean, it's a nice, if you can make it work and it's economic to work a family farm. Like for me, the family farm at home wasn't going to be a career for me, but I think that there's the amount of careers in agriculture, and everybody's needed within the food chain, and we need the best people and educated people in the food chain to support farms.
Ed, the quote was yours, farmers' sons and daughters, perhaps. Did education take away your desire to actually be on the farm, or maybe your love of the land?
Not necessarily the love of the land. It's more, I suppose, from my own personal case, it was I'd learned so much about farming from such a young age and was keen for a change, really, and looked at other opportunities and wanted to get involved in the broader business sector. So for me, it was just getting a broader experience and looking outside of farming. But, you know, it's always there with you. It's always something you want to return to. So I don't think it turns you off, but... You know, any education is going to open your eyes to other opportunities. And
was it a help to you, Abe? Was it a help to you in what you do now in, say, in online recruitment?
Absolutely, yeah. So I actually started and specialised in animal and crop production initially, but then I changed to agribusiness and rural development. Just the animal and crop production was very heavy on the science side and it didn't really suit me. And I was more interested in the business side. So, you know, I covered a lot of subjects, I guess, that were really relevant. You know, even simple things like, you know, learning how to do research properly was a major help when trying to research and develop a new product.
Right.
So there was definitely a lot. I refer back to the communications course that we took, or the module, and, you know, the mm-hmm. CV training, the art preparation, the interview training, you know, it was all very, very useful and relevant. And relevant for anyone in the job market today. So
okay, absolutely. And I think, yeah, for I suppose it's like any, Amy, it's like any primary degree. It teaches you how to learn and how to research. Before we go, we are all from farming backgrounds, all from the countryside perhaps. Are these courses for someone from the city or the suburbs?
Yeah, as I said, like there's 12 different courses, and what Ed is saying there, you know what I mean. You have agribusiness management, you have science, you have engineering, technology. People end up working in all different streams within the sector and out of the sector. I have friends who are accountants, teachers, engineers. It's very varied.
And Tom from the army, from the Lebanon, going back to the farm is your plan in Offaly. Could a city slicker do it too?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like it's an excellent foundation. So it gives you those analytical skills to be able to correlate information. You're going to be a valuable person to be employed. But also, I'd say you'd agree, Amy, it's probably the heart and soul of UCD, the Faculty of Agriculture. It's the best morale, best esprit de corps that you'll have.
And Amy, there's more colleges as well right across the country doing all these courses.
The ASA has four affiliated colleges, Dundalk, Waterford Institute of Technology, Tralee IT and UCD.
Okay.
And you know what I mean? There's a lot of different, and people should research the course that they want to, because you can get a lot out of different colleges as well.
Thanks so much to you all for joining us. Amy McKeever, Captain Tom Tuher and Ed Hendricks.